This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I like.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue,
these are light blue,
and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines wearing a sweatshirt, kind of rolled up. You offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hey, everybody. Christina Acra here with Jeff, Jim, and Mike from the Patriots Pro Shop. And the more I hang out with these guys, I'm really starting to learn they love quoting the movie lines, and I can't keep up today. I guess it's because I don't really know what day it is.
I thought you were going to say the more you hang out with them, the more you start to like them.
That too. Fun guys in here.
That'll
they get
wear
quiet
off.
On me, though, so we need to pick up the pace. 4 o'clock on a Wednesday with you here on Shop Talk, and we're talking shop. All the latest when it comes to the Patriots Pro Shop. And what's really funny is I think last week we covered all the winter items. Everyone's gearing up for the fall and the winter. And it's 80 degrees outside today. So
It was cold last Wednesday. We had to do it.
It was cold last
Wednesday.
It's
warm today. We're going to do something warm today.
You guys got some summer stuff on sale over there in the Pro Shop for the days where it pops up. It's 80 degrees and it's, you know, where did this come from? New England weather. Here we go.
We keep clothing for all seasons.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Meanwhile, it's 80, and Christina's got a long sleeve sweater on.
And a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. I know, yes. My office is freezing, but this is a delicious cup of coffee to get me through the afternoon. It's pumpkin flavored, so makes you feel like fall, even though it's 80 degrees. I'm pretending here.
Okay.
Wouldn't mind a little bit of fall coming
so
in.
So ridiculous.
It is.
It's been pretty nice out lately and today, but we are inside to bring you all the latest from the Pro Shop. What do you guys have going on? What's the latest item of the week?
Item of the week?
Item of the week? Item of the year?
Well, nothing.
Nothing new?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot new. I mean, a specific item. I think we wanted to touch base on a few categories.
Categories?
Yeah, one that's kind of safe no matter what the weather is. I know we've been, this time of year, we got probably our widest selection of headwear. Hats.
Okay.
That you'll probably get. That's one thing you need to, whether you're going online or in the store, this is the time of year to really see the full-blown selection.
Hats think, galore in there?
Yeah. I think Ken and Jeff still have a few more coming in, but
yeah, generally they're all coming in the July, August, September time frame. So usually September, we've got our widest selection of hats.
Okay. So, and what, I mean, how many new hats? Is it a different styles, different lines? I know we saw those last week, the more urban style of hats, but is
those
it
those are
stuff
coming
like
in
that?
Every day, okay. Yeah. Those are coming in. We're getting more fitted hats. We always carry a wide selection of the slouch caps, which are sort of unisex. Women like the
I don't slouch. Like the name slouch cap.
Can you describe what is a slouch cap?
You know the structured cap that has like the fitted, like the formed front. It looks like a harder surface
yes.
versus
okay.
a softer front.
Okay.
So the softer front is a slouch cap.
Oh.
And I just think it's kind of a degrading sounding name. Like
what would you like to call
slouch
it?
Slouch would wear that hat.
What would you prefer to call it?
I don't care.
I think that's the industry
slouch.
Name.
Slouch is a negative term.
Aren't
we
the
can't
name
call
guy,
it
though,
the I don't
there?
Care.
Mother tell you don't slouch or you're a slouch. Doesn't sound good.
I agree. It does put a negative connotation on the hat.
We have over 136 hats online right now, which is by far the largest selection of Patriots hats you'll ever find anywhere. Over 24 women's hats, over a dozen throwback hats, a dozen youth caps, more than 24 winter knit hats. And like Mike said, Jeff and Ken still have stuff rolling in the door every day. So
yeah.
We have the new fitted hats like we talked about. So there's a huge selection of hats.
Mike, describe your hat wall in the store.
Thanks, Jeff. For those of you who haven't been in the Pro Shop, when you walk in, right in the middle of the store is I'd say 12 or 13 foot diameter circle hat wall that can hold a little over 3,000 hats. I'm not exactly sure the exact quantity, but that's a lot of hats on one wall. So it's kind of you kind of have that on game day. You kind of have that day before Valentine's Day feel where you got three guys deep, kind of oh, you're done with that one? Let me, can I, you know, hand it off the hat? Kind of that technique going on, which is kind of cool, but that allows that. It's a neat concept if you haven't seen it. I mean, online, Jim, as much as I love that online page, I got to give the props to the store for a better display.
I would disagree. You have to walk around that circular wall, which gets you dizzy as you walk around it.
Online, you don't like exercise.
Online, you can just hit view all, and there's 130-something hats right in front of you.
So you're telling me there's a chance I could go to a game and no one would be wearing the same hat as me, in a sense, as a female wearing a hat.
Absolutely.
It's a very good chance I don't run into a person with the same hat on.
It's possible.
And girls hate that. Girls really hate that.
Sweet.
We're on the same outfit as someone.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we like selection. It's all about selection.
Yep. That's actually the tagline for the Pro Shop. It's authentic, exclusive selection.
Well, there you go. So I should work at the Pro Shop.
There you go.
I got it. I nailed it right on the head. There you go. All right. Well,
now that you've been there.
I have been, yes, now that I've made my annual trip to the Pro Shop, I could work there.
It
is baby steps. Well, I go to see everybody, and no one wants to see me, so I'm just going to, you know, go in doses, so you guys don't get too much of me at one time. But I guess we're going to stick with the hat stats today, because it seems to be the talk of today's shop talk. That's a lot of hats. I like hats. I'm a big fan. And obviously, as it gets colder out, now, does this include... I guess you call them Scullies. What, you know, those kind of hats?
We have the cuffed and uncuffed knit hats.
Okay, knit hats, excuse me.
We're getting some that have the braids to them. I don't know if you've seen them. The Heidi hats, is that what you call them? I don't even know. Yeah, they're the knit hats that have braids.
Two braided pigtails?
Yeah.
And why on earth would anybody wear that?
That's like old style ski hats kind of thing. Isn't that what that is?
Does it look like braid?
No.
Okay. Hang on. two blonde pigtails coming from
the Heidi hats. That's his fault.
Wait a second. So we're talking like blue and red kind of what's hanging for? Like yarn almost?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
You always have the crazy jester hats.
Yes.
That go, you know, guys love those.
And the Rasta hats.
The Rasta hats.
I've seen those.
Very popular.
I've seen those. Okay.
I don't know. Kind of gay.
When did he say that?
PFW in progress.
That's good. Nice. He's on PFW in progress?
I like that.
That's good. Thank you, Wes Welker. The Heidi hats are gay, apparently. Can we even say that? That's terrible. I didn't just say that. But I was picturing like my blonde hair. You know, why would anybody put a hat on with blonde pigtails?
We could make an Acra hat. We could.
We could just name one.
Yeah, we could.
Can I pick it out? Can I pick out the hat I want named after?
Ken named it after towns in Maine, so I don't see why we couldn't name one the Acra hat.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
We have probably half a dozen hats.
It means you just have to wear it on Patriots Today.
I could wear it on Patriots Today. Definitely. I have some gear that we used to wear. I had a segment called Acra Weather.
Ooh, really?
When I first started. Our first, in 07, it was a segment on our show where, the Pro Shop would... we'd go to the Pro Shop. That's actually back in the day when I went there more than once a year. And pick out just, you know, some cute stuff to wear on Acra Weather, show the newest.
Did you get your information from Bob Doppler?
I did. Bob Doppler was involved with the, he's pretty good about predicting the weather, but we had a segment where, I would wear different things and show off the gear that you guys had over there. And it was fun, and I picked out the stuff that I liked, so maybe I'll get back to that and start wearing some more stuff. We'll have to come up with another segment, though. Acra Weather is dead and gone, unfortunately.
Nice.
But, yeah. So what else is going on? Wednesday.
Pizza Wednesday.
Good things going on over at the Pro Shop.
Yeah, it's been a hectic week. But
I think the sausage pizza was the best pizza today.
Yeah.
Where'd you get pizza from? Can you say?
Sure.
Omega.
Nice.
Foxborough.
Okay. I know Omega.
Yep. It's always a staple. It's always.
We had an ink blot that looked like Dig Dug, right?
Do you know that game, Christina? Dig Dug, old arcade game.
I got nothing. No.
We had a Davy Crockett ink blot, but
yeah, Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
Yeah, there was a lot of grease.
I know Davy Crockett.
Yeah, no crickets.
I don't know the other guy that you just talked about, but that's funny.
So yeah, we had pizza.
Whatever it takes to entertain you.
It's a little quick. It was busy this week, so we didn't have any off the wall conversations.
Not a busy week, you said, or
no?
Busy?
It's too busy that we kind of shrunk lunch.
Pizza time got cut short.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah,
that's not cool.
Same quantity. consumed.
That is just faster.
The pizza didn't get cut. The time got cut.
So what's so? Why is it so busy over there? What's going on?
Well, you got the home game this week.
We got a game on Sunday.
You know,
that makes
Falcons
sense.
Coming to town.
Falcons coming. Yeah, it should be a big one. I think it's going to be
Revolution game Saturday.
That's right.
You guys had U2 in this weekend too. Anybody U2's, coming in the pro shop? A lot of gear sold from the concert.
No. Yeah. Well, we know a lot of we got some merch out to the band, not on stage, but you know. Backstage.
Did you use the term merch?
Merch.
Merchandise. As in merchandise. Sorry. For all of you people who don't know what that means, like me.
We don't speak shop.
We don't speak shop.
It was shop talk, right?
We're going to use the lingo. Keep up. All right, keep going.
Yeah, you know, so we had that, but that was a really electric atmosphere out here. We had people outside the pro shop.
Did you go, Christina?
I did not go. No, I didn't have tickets. I heard it was awesome.
It was a very good show.
Was it a beautiful day?
It was. They played that. I think that's like mandatory for U2 to play if they ever play in this building.
Yeah, right.
They have to play that.
It
was great.
The setup looked unbelievable.
It was
just
amazing.
The stage and everything. It was a 360 degree, so you saw the entire stage from every perspective. That's pretty cool.
There you go. I feel like I'm in the recording studio.
I thought you were maybe going to sing a little tune.
I was going to say, if you
I don't know if I know the words
studio,
to this.
Go for it.
Make them up.
But yeah, it was a great atmosphere out around the pro shop. We had a few players, you know, coming through. I know, Tom and his missus and
Mr.
some other guys
Brady.
Were out and about.
Really
at the
cool.
Show. So it was neat.
Yeah,
people caught on, and you know they hovered around the pro shop hoping for a glimpse of somebody.
Yeah,
two shows too. So I mean, a lot of traffic, I'm sure, around Gillette Stadium in and out over the weekend. So hopefully you guys. Have some good luck over there. People wearing Patriots
gear. Yeah,
we sold some
merch during that.
Some merch.
Got a little cold.
A little merch.
Got a little chilly.
Little merch. Merch, the word of the day. All right. We have an email. Let me take a look here.
And the spaceship has finally left the building.
That was part of the concert.
The stage.
The spaceship. Oh, yeah, it did just, look okay. Yeah.
Bono even referred to it as a spaceship.
Did he? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. They come in here and... That goes up. I don't know how they even created it.
4 days to assemble,
to
6 hours to take down.
Jeez. And up, and then they're just the next day, it's completely gone. But,
and now you see grass out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
Football
pretty
time.
Impressive. It is football time.
Game just days away. All right. Marquise from New Jersey. Who decides what the Super Bowl cap will look like? Whoa, we're talking Super Bowl already. It's week three, Marquise. But anyway. I remember one year when the Patriots were in it, they were god-awful brown. Mm. They were brown hats?
They were.
Super Bowl 39, yeah.
Yep.
Looked like UPS caps, apparently. Did the league think the Cleveland Browns were going to win that year?
No, Reebok is the one that designs the caps, and they generally have to do it 6 months or more before the Super Bowl.
That's a long time. I mean, that's so now. That was a month ago, right?
Yeah. It's probably already designed for this coming year.
Because the logo's been designed.
The logo's been designed for 6 months already or more. It's been designed since, like, December of last year.
So
finalized.
Doesn't that define the colors then? Because the logo has certain colors in it, so they try to make the hat match those
right.
colors.
Yeah, yeah.
They tie in the colors to the city.
They generally make the logo city-specific.
Guess where it is this year?
Yeah.
Back in.
Give me a little Miami, Jason. Let's go.
New Orleans?
You got nothing? You got nothing. Come on. I'm sitting here. You got to represent. Glorious. Yeah, it is in my hometown. But, so I guess that it's a long time away. We don't have to be even talking about it. But
no, but it's a good – people collect them.
So what Reebok tends to do is they try to use the colors and they design it specifically more towards that logo and not necessarily what team goes there. Mm-hmm. So like in Super Bowl 36 – coming off of 9/11, they did an emergency redesign, and they made it red, white, and blue. And fortunately, when we won, there's your logo right down there.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, so our colors match that perfectly. So we'll always be associated with that. That'll always be our best-selling hat. Well, when it came to Super Bowl 38, it was in Houston, and that was the whole space theme, being NASA in Houston.
Right.
And they had a... the Super Bowl 38 logo was almost like a orbit, so to speak.
Okay.
And it was more yellowish. So the hat was like black, yellow, and red almost. So it didn't really match us, but hey, we won, so we're selling hats.
That makes sense.
We still sell a good number of both of those. All three, actually. Even the brown one that Marquise mentioned in his email. It's still
We still sell them all.
We still have them in stock, and we sell them every day.
But basically, they design the hat first, and then all they do is they throw the winner's logo on.
So the brown came from, what city was it in that year?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
I don't know why Jacksonville is associated with brown. Does anybody know that?
Maybe it's very dirty. No, I'm just kidding.
Jacksonville is not a dirty city.
That was my take when I was there.
Hey, hey.
Wouldn't be on our
top
10.
Quit hating on Florida, okay?
He doesn't mean dirty as in messy. He means dirty. It's a dirty city.
Don't do those eyes.
Yeah. That
Please. It's
doesn't disturbing. Work on radio.
It's a good thing it's radio.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a good thing that we can really decipher what dirty and dirty was by just listening
by
to you.
By the tone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know 42 was Arizona, and yeah. It was kind of a maroon color, yep. But the theme was Western, or cactuses and
desert.
All that.
Right.
Cacti.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I wonder what it will be. For and you guys don't see that ahead of time or anything like that.
It's actually a giant flamingo this year.
That makes sense. So you're telling me hot pink is the color.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Sounds good to me. No, I would imagine that's interesting that they don't automatically go with the colors of the home team. You know,
no.
I guess you got to stray away from those, if anything.
They also try to incorporate red and blue, and red represents the AFC, and blue represents
gotcha.
The NFC. So they try to use those two colors to get the AFC champion, the NFC champion playing in the Super Bowl, as well as the Super Bowl colors.
Great. So there's a whole way of getting this set up.
Exactly. It is very creative for Reebok to put together. They got a lot of factors they got to put in
right.
to represent everything.
And I'm sure you guys start to get, well, later on in the season, do you ever deal with having to have this merchandise that predicts a game before it even happens? And then where does that stuff go?
Yeah, exactly. If we're playing in the AFC Championship game, for mm-hmm. example, we have to know beforehand that there's a possibility we're going to win.
Right.
And we have to book everything as if we do win.
Right.
So a lot of times we'll basically the first day we'll get the hat and the T-shirt. And they call it Hot Market. And they've got factories on standby locally, and they'll curry them in the next day. They won't start printing them until they
yeah.
actually win.
We do not get winning merch in prior to the team
winning. It exists somewhere, but it's not coming in anybody's hands.
They start making it after the game. They'll
yeah.
start
yeah. Almost, immediately
the same,
after the
it's
game.
It's the same hat no matter who wins, right?
Oh,
yeah.
So they're
all they're
just going to plug in
your
logo.
They're just going to plug
gotcha.
In a logo.
Right. So as soon as the game ends, they start making them. They'll overnight or some so we can have them to sell the next morning.
It's the same with the T-shirt. Same design. Yeah. They just change the logo on it.
So that
and if
happens,
we don't win, they'll put the other logo on and ship them to whoever does win.
They do make small amounts for both teams to keep on the sideline because both teams have a chance of winning. So whatever team wins, they bring their stuff out. Losing team stuff. Right. Who knows what happens to it? I think ours went to Mexico one time.
Yeah, there was a big story on it last year. Countries. I think it was the Patriots Super Bowl 42
the
championship
game that
T-shirt.
Shall not be.
Yeah, it definitely went to a girls' soccer team in another country
yep.
that they used it as a uniform, which is kind of cool that they don't completely go to waste. But
exactly.
Good little story there. Not so much from a football perspective, but. Win week two, how do you guys feel? I mean,
okay.
kind of a rough loss.
It's early yet.
But it's early, yeah.
People
no panicking.
People tend to panic and overreact.
Not right. necessary.
Yeah.
And Atlanta coming in, what are you expecting? Anybody?
I think we're safe.
Safe? That's
yeah.
a good word.
I think things will be just fine. Kind of get a good gauge, too. I mean, not how the team will perform, but sales-wise, the pro shop, no one's backed off. We're not. Fortunately, we don't have that... What are the fair weather fan type?
That's
thing
true.
Going
That's
on.
Something you guys
so,
don't really deal
no,
with.
No, it stays
up here.
Strong and
not anymore. It used to
you
be
say
more
exist?
That way.
Yeah,
no, sure. It used to be that way.
80s and 90s. Yep. It was
be like here we go again. You know the old Red Sox mentality before they finally won. It was what's going to go wrong now? But I don't think people look at this team that way right now. And
right,
two games in.
That's good. And you're at a point in time with just in general how this team has been over the past decade that
right.
you don't see waves of people when they're doing well and after a loss people just stop coming into the pro shop like that
right.
doesn't even
right.
you don't even see that
no
yeah. no effect there
correct
that's cool that's good because I'm sure there's some teams out there that
oh, yeah.
people just completely are not having it and they quit heading back into the pro shop or the store or whatever and buying all the gear these great fans here
and that's tough to do in a major five-sport city,
right?
To keep that nucleus that strong,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm trying to think of a city. Obviously, Green Bay. Nothing against Green Bay, but it's
what else
they got
they have
the Packers. Even if I'm sure, even when they're awful, they're still strong. But I'm sure teams like New York and L.A. I'm sure people, the fan base jumps around. I don't know. I'm not there, but.
Well, you look at Pittsburgh last year. They had Stanley Cup and Super Bowl. And
right.
Major League Baseball felt a little shy in that city, but.
Yeah, to hold up with having all five teams, it says something about the fan base.
Always people coming in. Always solid. Action going on. Yeah. And what was the conversation today at lunch? You guys didn't even fill me in.
We didn't have one.
It was just a boring. Did you guys think it was Tuesday all day like I did?
No.
For some reason, I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, we almost hosted the show.
Yeah.
Christina.
I almost left them hanging. But you guys would have done a good job, right?
No, yeah. The hell?
That was mostly work talk today. There wasn't anything of,
strictly business?
Anything
that
was
20 minutes to get together.
Jim had his game face on today.
Yeah.
I did. It's gone now.
Debbie Downer.
I had it on at lunch.
Jim was going before I got in here.
Yeah,
he had a lot of things to say.
He gets excited sometimes.
Gets excited.
Yeah. He's like a Chatty Cathy doll sometimes, just pulling the string himself.
And the sugar wears off, and I look like I do now.
Hey, grab some coffee. Mine's definitely working out. And I'm going to get some more right now because we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to refill my coffee cup, and we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you guys on the other side of this commercial break.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush, but you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football. 3 Super Bowl championships. Endless memories.
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back! 3 out of 4.
Yes, it's a dynasty. And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules.
Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A., Bank of America N.A., member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome back to Shop Talk. And the music playing is just so appropriate right now because the guys have brought in some dog. What do you call this? Dog
pet merchandise.
Pet merch.
Yeah.
It's merch. Okay.
This is a dog merch. Bowl.
Say that again.
It's a dog bowl.
A dog bowl. Okay. We got a New England Patriots dog bowl. It's kind of cute. Got some paws on it.
It's stainless steel.
That was Christina.
Did you not?
No, I had it in me. Did you? Yeah. Stainless steel dog bowl. It's actually kind of cute. I'm sure there's a lot of pets out there, pet lovers. Whole pet section, I'm assuming, in the pro shop.
There is online and in store.
Right.
Yep. Jim, fire away.
The next item we have is what do we call it? It's the pet set. It's a leash, collar, and ID tag set, and it comes in small, medium, and large. So no matter what size your pet is, we have one that covers it. It's navy with silver and red stripes and the Patriot logo all over it. So your dog or cat can be a Patriots fan and show their Patriots pride.
Very, very good seller.
Around the neighborhood.
I bet. Yeah. That's
park.
Cute stuff.
We have a pet chew toy, which is a dog bone.
That's fabulous.
With a football in the middle of it with the Patriot logo on it.
Great.
We have pet jerseys.
That's what I was waiting for.
So
that's the big one.
Dress your dog in his own Patriot shirt on game day.
Number 00.
That's right.
Yep.
We have pet beds. I didn't bring one. They're big, but a pet bed, you know.
You guys use that to take naps in?
We do.
Not that you're aware of.
You find Ken there a lot, sucking his thumb.
Only in emergencies.
Oh, geez.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Poor guy.
So how do you, can just type in, where do you find all this
stuff
online?
All the stuff we have right now online, is if you do Shop Talk, it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
We keyworded some of those. If you do pet, you'll get that. You'll also get Andre Tippett merch because PET is in his name. So.
Nice. I'm sure Tip would love that.
If you do PETS.
We will not tell him.
Jim will not be here next week.
PETS works. I'm ignoring Mike's comment. That all the pet stuff is there. We also have a bandana that I think was out of stock, but we'll restock it by tomorrow or so.
Out of stock, huh? People have been buying them up, the pet bandanas.
Yeah, I grabbed the stuff right before I came over, and I realized there was none left in the box. So
nice.
We'll get that back in by tomorrow. But it's very popular. We sell a lot of pet stuff. People that have dogs, dog people are crazy about their dogs.
And
if they're big Patriots fans and big dog fans or cats fans, it seems to go well together. That line's done real well.
Are pets allowed in the store to pick out their own stuff?
No, this is not. What is it? What's the big
Petco?
Petco. This is not Petco.
So you make people, if they're coming to buy pet gear, that you make them leave their pet outside?
Right.
That's unfortunate.
We welcome pets to shop online. 24/7 at Patriots Pro Shop.
Is that your big plug against us?
That's right.
Good. Just you're hating on the store. Here we go. Okay. Speaking of stores, breaking news. I had no idea. There's a new store opening in Patriot Place that apparently is going to have high end Patriots gear. What do you guys know about this? What's going on?
I've heard that.
It's not just Patriots gear.
It's not okay.
It's, I mean, anyone that goes up there can see it now. It's not open yet, but it's Trophy Town Collectibles.
Oh, wow.
It's going to feature all five of the Boston sports teams, signed memorabilia, just some real unique collectible type pieces. It's going to be neat.
So all around New England fans can go there for all sports, gear,
Correct. Memorabilia,
the whole nine.
Correct.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So if you guys didn't know about that, that's definitely a reason to come down here and check it out. Patriot Place has some crazy stuff going on in there anyway. Great stores, great shopping. It's an awesome place
on
game day. Great restaurants, mm-hmm. Yes. Just a good atmosphere all together, and that's just only going to add to it.
Jeff can tell you about the bar scene there.
What can you tell us about the bar scene? Please,
Jeff's
please
our
share.
Single guy in the group.
Hey, now. Oh, there's plenty of them there.
Oh, hey.
Someday I'm going to do the Patriot Place pub crawl.
There you go.
Patriot Place pub.
Well, there's probably, I don't know how many bars there are.
There's Bar Louie.
Yeah, well.
Skip Jack's.
The Hotel.
The hotel. The movie theater has a bar.
Bass Pro Shops has one. Olive Garden has
CBS
one.
CBS Scene.
Red Robin has a bar.
Wow.
Wow, you really could do a pub crawl. Or a bar crawl.
It's so good.
How about you get that going? Let's get that going. Sounds good. Yeah,
we'll Except we don't want to see him streaking.
Let's keep that part out. I don't think anybody would be happy with that. That's great.
That'll
I never thought about that. I clearly am not paying attention to the bar scene as much as You are, Jeff, on the weekends. You know. Do we spend a weekends there?
No, every once in a while.
Have you been up there on the weekend at night? It's busy.
You know, I did. I went after a soccer game, the Revolution game, played late Saturday one night, and we went over to, we tried to get in Bar Louie, but I clearly wasn't cool enough because there was a line out the door, you know, down the walkway of people waiting to get in line. I think there was something going, they had the top open or
the roof deck. Yeah, a bar.
That is very nice.
I think there was, that's a great place. Yeah, and I would imagine that's cool during concerts and
you
stuff
make
going
a scene,
on in the plaza.
Name throw?
A what?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, no, I never. I wouldn't even go there. But
that's
clearly
what I did.
It was
I said
cool.
I know Christina Akron. I ended up on the roof at Bar Louie one night after a Rev game.
Oh, well, aren't you smart? Take me with you next time.
Thank you, Christina.
You're very welcome. Go for it. But yeah, you couldn't find me doing that in a line, but it looked like a cool place. My favorite, Skip Jack's. I love Skip Jack's. I go there a lot. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Like the food. I'm a big seafood person.
And I do like to go to CBS Scene or Bar Louie just to watch a game. So
you know you can watch Patriots Today there, too.
Really?
Yes, you can. You can watch all of our programming at CBS Scene. What is that?
You're tooting your own horn.
Was
Ooh.
I? That was a terrible horn. My horn sounds better than that.
Oh, there's going to be a fight out back after school.
You got to have a better horn than that. Come on. Just kidding.
I'll work on it.
We'll work on it. All right. So busy day, not much to talk about from the pizza perspective, but we're talking pets. Pets is a better topic anyway.
Well, Jim, I don't know if you got any more on pets, do you?
You got more pets?
No, that's it for now.
Well,
you know what I'd like to hear? You know what I'd like? No, actually, I have something. We'd like to hear what other items we should carry that are pet related that we don't carry now.
Right.
Okay.
It's one of those.
So if people want to email those ideas, we'd love to hear those.
Maybe I should go ahead and give the email address while we're at it. webradio@patriots.com. The phone number here is 508-543-7482. That will come in handy when we give out our question of the day to win some prizes. I'm not sure if they're pet-related prizes. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, go ahead and email us and let us know from a pet perspective, what is your pet in need of? This seems to be a lot of dog and cat-driven stuff. I'm not really sure what other pets.
I don't think we're going to get into the
we don't have anything gerbil, for the fish.
The ferret.
Gerbil.
headwear for ferrets.
Oh, geez.
Well, I got a question for Christina. Speaking of dressing up the pets, Halloween, you a big dress-up fan?
Do I dress up?
Yeah.
I love it in the right atmosphere, though. And I got to be honest with you. A lot of times the past, let's see, I guess 7 years of my life plus, I've been at the Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville, largest cocktail party they used to call it in the country, but they don't go there anymore. Apparently, it's gotten above and beyond a cocktail party, a little dangerous. But yeah, we're there every year for the most part. I've been able to go. In college, I went, and it was a huge costume party in the beginning. You know,
nice.
If it was Halloween night, people were running around. I mistakenly went as a ladybug one year. And, you know, Ladybug is red and black. And
Georgia.
Whoops. Yeah. What was I thinking?
Ouch.
I was a sophomore in college, so I guess I had that excuse going for me. But
live and learn.
My friends weren't excited about that one. They're like, what, yeah, that doesn't work. That doesn't work here. But it's fun. Yeah. So I absolutely love to dress up. I've been thinking of costumes for this year. I'm not really sure where I'm going yet.
We get some good
I'll take ideas.
Swag in the pro shop.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely.
Like what?
Actually, I think one of our most popular Halloween costumes would be for, let me just get this right, probably the younger kids. We have the cheerleader uniforms.
Cute, yeah.
Which are very popular. More of the traditional one, not what you see the girls wearing on the sideline. This is
not
more
the
of
fringe,
the,
but the turtleneck.
Yeah, this is more of the collegiate look. Is that safe word, Jeff?
Yes.
And then
yes.
The safe word is collegiate.
Ding. And then the boys, the little boys have the
uniform sets.
Uniform sets. It's a shirt, pants, helmet, shoulder
jersey,
pads.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's
we sell the face stickers. They can put under the little eye black.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Are they mini?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Mini? Oh, cute.
Right.
That's a good costume.
Well, we showed the Boo Bear last week, right? The ghost bear.
The
Boo
Bear, yeah.
The Boo Bear. We also have a skeleton bear, which is a little stuffed bear.
Cute.
Who's got the skeleton suit on.
Those are good.
If you type in Halloween on the website, all the Halloween merch will come.
You get a lot of Belichick costumes. Very simple costume. Buy the sweatshirt. Get a headset.
There you go.
Cut off the sleeve.
Cut off the sleeves.
There you go. That's an easy one.
So we got a bump there, and you know, these guys are dressed up as players for,
I'm sure,
various reasons.
Sure.
But they, yeah. So we get a lot of that.
The ghost bucket is one of the items that we, you know, make fun of Ken for buying, but we sell a lot of them.
The
it's like a Halloween, you know, the
oh,
Halloween
I've seen
bucket.
That. Yes,
it looks like a ghost wearing a Patriot helmet.
Yes,
and it's great for little kids to collect
their
candy.
Candy. Sure. There you go. We had one of those that was also part of the AccroWeather getup back in October. We had one of those on the desk, so maybe we'll bring that one back out. That's a cute thing to have though for trick or treating.
But now's the time to buy.
Yeah.
So.
What is Halloween on a Saturday? Is it a Saturday?
Yes, it is a Saturday.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, now's the time to buy because I'm sure those costumes don't stay long. Everybody loves cheerleader or football player is like the go-to.
It is.
Yeah.
It's great.
So get in there and buy your Halloween costumes if you can.
I bought my
here.
Son the Halloween, the uniform set before I even worked here, and he fell so in love with it. After Halloween, he'd wear it all the time anyway. And they had the shoulder pads and the helmet and the pants. And we'd go to the mall, and he'd go in full uniform. So.
He's 32. Yeah, he's much younger. Much younger.
All right, we have a question about one more question about dogs. Dog carrier. Steve in Fall River wants to know if you sell a Patriots branded dog carrier.
I have not seen that yet. But I will inquire about
it. Yeah, those are good to have. I mean, if you do a lot of traveling and you're bringing your
a mini dog.
I would imagine. Nothing, not as big as the dog bed that Jim sleeps in.
The dog
in
bed comes in two sizes. I should have specified that. There's a small and a large.
Okay.
There's a Jim size and a Christina size.
That's right. I think Jason's
I
just
called me fat. I probably could fit
in
a large one, I would imagine.
That was a shot across the box.
Yeah, he just called me fat.
I said, you're taller than she is.
That's a really good point.
Oh, geez. All right. I think we need to get to our question of the day. And what do they have to win? Do we know yet? What are the prizes?
We can give away a pet jersey. That's topical.
I like that.
But if the person who wins doesn't have a pet, we can send them a – we have like a fan pack of, you know, kind of cool giveaway stuff. Yeah, go get a pet.
If you have a pet and you want to win, just go get a pet.
We can give them a slouch cap, too.
Okay.
There you
and,
go.
And
so it's either a pet jersey or a sludge cap, depending
you guys okay
on
with that?
What they want.
Yeah.
Sure.
By the silent response, all right, the slouch cap is up for grabs or the,
we'll let
or
the winner choose.
Pet jersey. Winner chooses.
Right.
All right, the number is 508-543-7482, and here is the question of the day. What is a slouch hat? So appropriately fitting. What's a slouch hat? The difference between that and one of the other hats that we've discussed because
structured
we're
hat.
Giving out hat stats today. And we're going to give out a hat. If you can call 508-543-7482, be the first caller, not emailer, but caller, and you'll win a prize. So come on. Let's go. Everybody start calling now. Pick up the phone and give you the answer. And we're going to take a quick break before we get to that. So give us a call. We'll talk to you on the other side.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush, but you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We are American Airlines.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's good! It's good!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4.
Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. and is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehallatpatriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey! Don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules.
Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warmups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
Welcome back to Shop Talk. Christina Acker here with Jeff, Jim, and Mike. We're talking shop. We got a phone number for you if you want to call in and win a slouch hat, which we have discussed earlier in the program. That's actually the question of the day. To win the hat, you got to tell us what it is. You can either pick from the slouch hat or a nice little doggy jersey.
Right.
Doggy jersey. Getting ready for Halloween here, and we've been talking about our costumes. Favorite costumes, past costumes, great ideas. We want to hear all of yours if you want to email in and share it. And as Halloween is around the corner, everybody's got to go in, get their cheerleader, football, Bill Belichick costumes at the Pro Shop. They're available now, so everybody go in and get them before they are no longer there. Once again, phone number 508-543-7482. Now, another topic we should before, thanks, Bill, before we move forward. Looking at Sunday's game, it is at home. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and apparently, go figure, there's a chance of rain. So what are we going to do about it, guys?
Did you consult Acro Weather for that?
I did not, because I usually don't look till maybe the day before, because I think that's really when you can get more of an accurate weather prediction, if you can get one at all up here, because I've definitely learned that.
Changes.
Who knows what's
going to
happen? Exactly. But if there is a slight chance, I would imagine it's going to be a little chillier. So what do you guys have? Anything in store?
Well, the biggest thing, even with the slightest chance of rain, we sell rain ponchos. A couple versions, but the most popular one, it's got a little life to it, is the, what would you call that? That thicker vinyl rain poncho. It's blue and gray.
So it's not like saran wrap, like
no,
those little
thin ones.
You'll but it's
be
the,
able
no.
to wear this several times.
It's, okay. It's designed to be reused.
Great.
And, you know, it's not that much more than the classic Patriots throw it over and then
emergency
end of the day
one.
And it's gone type thing.
Right, right.
This is a good one to get to keep. Especially if you go on a few games, because like you said, the following week, rain again.
Yes.
And you're going to kick yourself that you didn't just buy one instead of buying two.
Great to have.
Yeah. So that's obviously, that's the quick hit, the panic mode on game day at the Pro Shop. But, you know, the simple ones are the lightweight jackets, you know, that type of thing. Lightweight jacket with a hat or even the hoodie, even if it's just a light rain or snow. Better not be snow.
Please don't even say that again.
So yeah, we got a big surge in that on game day or the day before Saturday. If there's a Sunday home game, that's a big day for us at the Pro Shop. I don't know about online.
Do you sell them online, Jim?
Yes, we sell ponchos online, Jeff. Thank you.
Why, thank you.
So yeah, we're ready.
You guys are ready. Everybody else needs to get ready.
The fans need to be ready. So
yeah.
That's the deal.
Come on in. I'm going to repeat the number one time. Another again. Wow. I'm going to repeat. Easy for me to say. I'm going to repeat the phone number again because apparently I said it way too fast for Josh in Vermont. The number is 508-543-543. 7482. I'm having a rough day today, guys. Can you tell?
Well, it's Tuesday. You should.
It's Tuesday. Yes, it is. But yeah, that's the number for the definition of a slouch cap. Yeah, so I hope it doesn't rain. I hope it's a nice day. But the good news is the Falcons play in a dome, so they never really have to put up with the rain. So if get a little New England rain up here and the Pats know how to handle it, the Falcons might not know how to handle it.
Exactly.
Might throw a wrench in their plan. So I don't mind rain for this week. I think it might be a good thing. You guys get a little bit more visitors to the pro shop.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody.
That's right. Well, I have a question for Pierre Woods, linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
He's not here, Mike.
He's not in the room?
Oh, you said you had a question for him.
Oh, no, I have a question.
Oh, pause. Sorry. Go ahead.
You didn't see Pierre standing in the corner behind you?
No,
you don't have imaginary friends? That's awkward.
Sorry to ask you.
He had come into the store, and he was looking for getting some more info on the red throwback jerseys that are being worn this year and about what availability there will be for possibly customizing or authentics going forward. I just wanted to clear it up because he didn't know, and I think Jeff could probably give a little bit more on it, but the jersey we're wearing this year is from 1963.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, it will be from, you know, after the season, that red you'll probably see going forward will be from 1985 season, and there is a difference to the lettering, I mean the numbering and the
stripes.
The stripes on the sleeve. You know, we have plenty to get us through for the year, and it's a great shirt to have. It's going to be one of those things. It's a keeper for life. But as far as customizing authentics, we keep getting those questions. So my question was to Jeff, is that something that we will be possibly getting? Because I owe him an answer, and he's a big boy.
We are getting some authentics in this year. The ability to customize them, no, not this year.
Talk for next spring, summer, possibly?
Yes. Okay. But definitely next year and going forward, yes, we're going to have the ability to customize them.
So you're saying specifically the red jersey you're seeing out there this season alone is the 63 throwback.
Correct.
And after this season, the only red jersey available will be the
85 jersey.
As long as the 63s are gone.
So a lot of people wondered why we weren't customizing to get, say, if someone came in and wanted Accra on the back, number whatever, one.
Of course, you know it.
Right.
One on the roster, one in your heart, right?
There you go.
That should be the toot the horn again.
That horn is terrible. Don't do that one again. It's like a semi.
It is a semi.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So people wanted to customize the new red jersey, and the reason why we didn't, it was just, you know, we'd rather collectively – with Reebok and everybody, next year's going to be the year we're really going to push that because that's the one that's going to stay with us.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Jason.
Sorry.
Excuse me, producer.
I'm just chiming in. So can you go to the pro shop and buy the blue jersey and put my name on it?
Absolutely. Well, I don't think anybody wants your name on it.
No, maybe I do.
Yes, you can customize a navy and a white authentic jersey right now online in the store.
Oh, so you can customize.
Oh,
I didn't know that. You can customize jerseys.
While you wait?
Oh, yeah.
No.
While you wait.
That's a very...
You could do a Revolution jersey while I wait. Why can't you do a Patriots jersey
while
I wait?
I'll tell you why. The Revolution jersey is more of a quick heat pressed on.
Okay.
That's the same jersey that the Revolution players wear. Patriots jersey, which we talked about, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, is a multi-stitched number.
Oh, yeah. We went through all that.
So all those letters you see on the back of the name, those are sewn on individual letters onto a nameplate, which gets sewn onto the shirt. And then same with the letters. So there's a lot to it. So that's why we don't do it in there. It takes a lot of time to do one jersey.
Right. Okay. But the customizing that you do, how long does that take?
This time of year.
6 weeks probably.
No way.
Longer?
Maybe online.
can we get customized jerseys online?
We're about two to three
yes,
weeks.
Yes, Jeff. We do sell customized jerseys online.
Why, thank you.
About 2 to 3 weeks.
Uh-oh.
It all depends on the, as you get closer to the holiday season, mm-hmm. there's more demand.
Oh,
so
I'm sure. Yeah.
Turnaround's a little longer. So.
It's a good gift.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. Do it now. While we're on the topic of Halloween, let's just talk about Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else. Don't wait. No. Get your jerseys ordered.
We'll be here before you know it.
We have, I know, right? It's flying. We're already in week three, and we have a caller on the phone, Josh from Vermont. Can you hear me, Josh?
Yes, I can, Christina.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I rattled the number way too quickly.
That's all right.
I apologize. I'm glad you got it, though, and you have an answer for us.
Yes, it is an unstructured cap.
An unstructured cap. Gentlemen, thumbs up. One, two, three. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Fabulous. Thank you for calling in and listening.
Yep.
And, Jason is going to get your information. The bitter producer behind the glass is going to get your information right now. And get your hat to you. You want the hat or the doggy jersey?
The hat, please.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Good luck. Congratulations, Josh, and thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe we could set a trend with wearing the pet jersey as a hat. I'm sure we've had a few people attempt that.
Probably.
Like those old lady hairnet things. You know, those... Want to go that route, Jim?
There go the eyes, Jim.
For those at home, Jim's eyes are rolling.
And Jim just fell out of the chair. Just kidding. All right.
How do you respond to something like that? I have no response to that.
Out of the box, Jim. Thinking out of the box.
Unfortunately, on radio, if you don't have a response, as powerful as the non-responsiveness is.
I see.
No one knows.
Maybe we should all come in here blindfolded next week. So Jim has to learn
to actually respond vocally.
That would benefit me, so I don't have to see his eyes roll.
Another win-win situation. Yeah, I think there's going to be a few battles after the show. Christina and Jason.
Christina and Jason are going to.
Jim's going to chase Jeff
get
and I.
Out. I think the whole. It's online versus going into the store these days.
And we're definitely competitive.
I can tell. It's definitely been
that way for a few years now.
Both, good teamwork.
Both have their pros and cons. But you guys keep each other on your toes, right?
Well, the thing is, we like to compare just how many orders I get or how many sales he did in the day or how much was spent or who can move more hats in a period of time or whatever. But they went and built a museum on top of the store. So he has a little bit of an unfair advantage now.
And they
I used to say the web is worldwide.
It is.
So I have a bigger audience.
And it never
closes. That's right. And it never we're open 24/7. They're only open. What do you open? Like 9 to 2 or something?
9 to 2. Yeah.
Banker's hours.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We are open 7 days a week. So.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
Just not 24 hours a day.
No.
Uh oh. One right. point. For the internet.
But you know what? I'll put out the fire here. Collectively, though, we still rank among the top few NFL teams sales-wise. So that's another kind of feather in the fans' cap of their support for the merch.
The merch, yeah, definitely.
So that's a pretty big thing. It's a big thing. You like that word? I got a lot of those original. Words.
That's great,
and
Mike.
So there you got cats.
Here's another question from behind the glass. I know you guys sell autographed merch, jerseys, pictures, stuff like that. What about selling autographed photos of our TV and radio talent? The PFW guys, Christina and Brian.
Well, we tried it.
I think there would be a market.
We tried it with Christina, but the number she wanted in return for a payoff was just through roof.
First of all, my signature looks like I'm 12. No offense to the 12-year-olds listening. So, yeah, no one wants that. Definitely not.
We'll put it
Brian
in the youth
Lowe,
section.
On the other hand, Brian Lowe gets requests.
Do you put a little heart above the eye?
Oh, hell no. No, I don't do hearts.
Make sure you tell your friends you heard it on Pete.
There he
is. We sell customized pictures of the cheerleaders that they will hand write a message to you.
You get money for those.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, because I know a lot other of teams go, that just
see, Christina,
out.
You're missing a golden
I
opportunity.
I am, wow.
Here.
They do.
Maybe I should get that. Do I get a percentage?
Sure.
You'll get to keep one.
Talk to Ken Flanders and work out a deal. But we do a lot. And a lot of people, they'll have a cheerleader sign, best wishes, get home safe, and they send it to a soldier in Afghanistan.
That's
or
great,
something.
Yeah.
We get a lot of those. Yep.
That's pretty cool because I know of other franchises and teams.
Do you sell those in the store, Mike?
No, but I know you've ordered quite a few. I see the ship to address right back to Jim Scollins.
So you really don't sell those. You're just going right to Jim. He's the only one. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you guys obviously have a lot of stuff over there online and in the store. We've been through it all. Get your cheerleader pictures, your rain gear, your pet products, pet merch. Yeah, so as the holidays, we've talked about it, as October approaches, I think we're next time we're on is going to be the 30th, so we're getting closer and closer to Halloween. Good stuff coming up. Best time of year. Big game this weekend, so anybody in town here at Gillette Stadium, definitely go visit the guys and ask for them, because who will be in the store? Mike will definitely be in the store. And you guys around on game day?
I might be in Bar Louie or CBS Scene.
Go have a drink with Jeff. You get a drink with Jeff, a jersey with Mike, and Jim's going to give you...
he's going to be online.
The webcast. Of. No,
and you'll see Christina on the Jumbotron.
You'll right, see right. My mug on the Jumbotron. So thanks for listening today. We will be back next Wednesday with a whole nother hour of the latest Hot Topics on Shop Talk. We will talk to you then.